wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Good morning and welcome to the show, 909 on KDXU. I am Andy Griffin Live, the Andy Griffin Show, waning, right? Andy Griffin Show. I will be here for 3 days next week, and then I'm going on my trip. And then I'll be back right before Thanksgiving for a couple of days. But that's it. I've been trying to retire for a month now, and they won't let me. So, Mello, how you doing? Melody Finlinson is here today.
Yeah, no, I'm doing good. I am sad to see you go, though. I've really enjoyed hanging out with you.
It's been a lot of fun.
I think we'll still be friends. You're still going to come to my breakfast, and we'll still see each other.
Well, I'll definitely go into the breakfast for your crack syrup that you serve, among other things. But, you know, it's weird because ever since I announced retirement, the boss keeps coming to me and first of all, he keeps asking me to stay longer. And then he asked me, you know, hey, can you still do some of the AG approved, some of the sponsor things? And I'm like, maybe, I don't know. I mean, obviously, if I'm on a cruise ship in the middle of the Caribbean, no, I won't be doing it, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, maybe I can pre-record some. I don't know. We'll just have to see how it goes.
Yeah, you could, semi-retire, keep your foot in the door, just do a couple things here and there.
You know, and I am still doing sports. So there's that. Mike McGarry, when he retired, he cut tied. Boom. He was done. Sports, he was done. Endorsements, he was done. Everything. He just retired. And I don't know if I'm that good at doing that. Obviously, I'm not because they asked me to stay longer and I'm still here.
I know, but that'd be fun for you still get to call games and kind of get out there and do some stuff. I don't think that's a terrible thing. I don't ever like to quit anything. I just like to keep all the jobs and add to them.
Now you have 18 jobs. But that's okay.
Yeah, I like it. It keeps me busy and young.
By the way, I've got a little tease here. Later on in the show, I'm not going to say when, but later on in the show, I'm giving away a gift card. Now, this isn't a $10 whatever. This is a big one. I'm holding it in my hand right now. It is $50, for the donut run. Now, unfortunately, donuts are more expensive than they used to be. That may not get you more than two dozen or so, but still, $50 is a pretty big deal. So, we're giving that away later on in the shows. Don't text me now. Don't call now. It's later on. Mello, you're not eligible. Neither am I.
I don't want to eat that many donuts, so that's good.
It's probably a good thing I don't get them because I do want to eat that many donuts. I don't think I could, but I would want to.
Right.
So anyway,
you're up for a challenge.
That is, I was telling Jimmy Hughes this yesterday. I think it was Jimmy. Anyway, I grew up, my grandpa owned bakeries. And so for me, the smell of freshly baked dough, freshly baked donuts, or not baked, but fried donuts, is the smell of my youth. It takes me back in time. And so, my wife could live without pastries. She's like, man, whatever. But me, man, it's part of who I am.
It's like home, huh?
Probably why I still have a big belly. But anyway, so we'll be giving Donut Run, $50 Donut Run card away to some lucky winner later on in the show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody loves to win, I think. I think it's always fun to get the opportunity to win.
Yeah, no, yeah, I agree.
I like it.
I agree. I do have some Angelicas I'm going to be giving away throughout the few days that I have left. I have a whole bunch to give away, and we love Angelicas too, of course.
So delicious.
All right, let's talk about something serious for a second. Last year, a guy was sentenced to 1 to 15 years in prison. You're like, oh, he must have done something kind of bad at 1 to 15, right? Maybe drugs or something like that. No, he did something a little bit worse. I'm going to leave his name out of it for now, but this guy, he killed two people. He was drunk. He was really, really drunk, like 0.30 drunk. 0.05 is the legal limit in Utah. So he was six times the legal limit drunk. And he, I think this was out on Old Highway 91, I believe.
I remember that.
But he killed two young people. They were on a motorcycle. He swerved into their lane. He says, I was swerving to hit a deer, but there was no evidence there was any deer anywhere close. He swerved into their lane and ended up killing two young people. And this, you say, well, okay, first time, maybe it was really bad. It is really bad. He was drunk, but maybe first time. Well, let me tell you about this guy. On April 3rd, 2022 is when he did this. So it was 3 years ago. He was .30. He had been arrested, get this, Mello, 7 times for driving under the influence during the course of his lifetime. 7 times he'd been arrested for DUI. He was currently, when the accident happened, driving without a license, and it apparently disabled the interlock device that was supposed to prevent him from even driving at all. So he wasn't even supposed to be driving. Yeah.
Wow.
He had 4 DUIs in a 5-year stretch from 2015 to 2020, and the only thing that kept him from getting more was he spent 1 year of those 5 in prison for the DUI, at least 3 times while out on parole for his myriad DUIs. This guy violated parole by getting arrested again for DUI. He was on parole again when he struck the 2 young people on the motorcycle. I guess my thing is why are we letting this happen? Why is it okay? I know there's probably a lot of people that say it's not a big deal to drive a little buzzed, but this guy wasn't a little buzzed. Mm-hmm. He was drunk. He had passed buzzed about 10 beers ago, you know?
Right.
And so for me, I always try to put myself in the culprit's shoes and in the victim's shoes, Mello. And at this point, first of all, the culprit's shoes, I can't even figure out any way why he would think would be okay to drive.
Right. And I'm not excusing him drinking and driving. You should never drink and drive. The only angle I'm kind of leaning towards to just try and understand his psyche.
I'm trying to figure it out. Alcoholism
is technically a disease, right? And it needs treatment, and you can't really get over being an alcoholic unless you really want to. So it's not something you can force somebody to stop doing. Like my dad's dad, his real dad, was an alcoholic, and he ended up losing his entire family because of alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And that's why I personally have chosen to never drink, period, because I don't want that to be my story. But some people don't stop at not having the first drink. And then once they've had it, if they have that family history of it, then sometimes that can delve them deeper into that storm.
And I guess I would say to that, I'm not condemning drinking. I'm not condemning someone getting drunk. I know that there's alcoholism. It's a real thing. And my religious beliefs, I don't drink because of my religious beliefs, but that doesn't mean that, you know, I condemn anyone for choosing to do that. My condemnation is, number one, that this guy chose to drive after he did that, and number two, that our justice system didn't really stop him from doing that. I mean, 7 DUIs? 7?
Right. There was plenty of opportunity to give him some real jail time, to kind of sober up maybe and put him in some programs while he was in jail. I don't know if they do those things. I'm sure they do have programs like that. But there's got to be something to save the public from people that aren't going to be able to control their behaviors.
You think about, here's a number that will blow your mind, Mello. Mothers Against Drunk Driving, it's a program which, you know, honestly, people whose lives have been affected by this, they formed this thing, and it's a pretty big deal. But they do major studies on this, and they said, this is according to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, the average person drives drunk 80 times before their first arrest.
What?
Do the math on that. So they get buzzed, and the first time, I was fine. Maybe the second time, maybe a little more, but I'm fine. I never hurt anybody. Nothing. They got home and after, you know, however, 80 times maybe, they
finally. Jeez, that's ridiculous. Really?
Remember, this guy did it now 8 times after this last one. That means
80 times 80, maybe.
8 times 80, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I think I can do the math, but I don't want to judge. I don't want to guess. I think 640, but I don't know.
And that just boggles the mind. So I guess I wrote about, by the way, you can read about this on 890kdxu.com with some more details about the accident and the names involved there. But I don't get it. My wife worked in the justice system as a court clerk, and she said people would come through all the time with DUI. And I mean, we had the incident not that long ago, maybe what, a year ago, 2 years ago, of that lady that killed 2 bikers. And she was not drunk, but she was on some drugs that made it where she should not have been driving. The drugs say do not operate a motor vehicle if you're taking these drugs. Same kind of, that's a DUI too. That's driving under the influence. It wasn't alcohol this time, but it's still driving under the influence. And I just think we need to be tougher. The fact that, I think one of the reasons, Mello, and maybe you can comment on this, one of the reasons that we're not tougher on these things is, well, everybody does it. It's not that big a deal. It's common enough. and it's not that big a deal. And that bothers me.
For driving a little buzzed, you mean?
Yeah, driving drunk.
Yeah, there are some people that say the limit in Utah is too high, like the
too low, yeah.
Too low, right? Yeah. That you're not really buzzed at that point. So I think Utah is a little stricter on all aspects around alcohol.
But shouldn't it be? Shouldn't we be leaders in this field? I mean, take the religion out of it. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't drunk driving be wrong everywhere, and we should be leaders saying, look, even if you're a little buzzed, don't do it.
I guess that's true. I don't even know what the buzz percentages are, so yeah, I really couldn't tell you.
We did get
a text on my text.
I think I got one, too. Let me look at it while you tell us about
yours.
Yeah,
it said, somebody said they watched their mom drink themselves to death at age 57, and this person was only 23, and then the following year they became a New York State Trooper.
Wow.
Just pretty strong there.
This one, 1 to 15, he got off light, was the comment.
I agree. I think if you've ended somebody's life, isn't that involuntary or voluntary manslaughter? I don't know what the term is, but it seems like you should at least have
there are people who say 1 to 15, there are people who say, well, he's gonna serve 15. But even then, even if he gets the max, never gets out on parole, which I'm sure some parole board will say, let him go, whatever. But even if he actually served the full 15 years, is that enough to pay for the killing two people in their 20s, plucking them from this earth, never to be returned?
It's so sad. Like, they had a future, and their families wanted to be with them, too. It's just, it makes me really sad.
If you want to, again, read more about it, 890kdxu.com. The title is, Why Are We So Soft on Deadly DUI? With a big old Y and a crash car in the picture. Or you can search for this guy. I'm going to say his name, John Brett Sartor, S-A-R-T-O-R. I don't know where he is, if he's still in prison. I mean, this was 3 years ago. There's a chance he's out right now. Maybe he's at our front door and he's going to come yell at me. I don't know. that's there for you if you want to check it out. All right, let's go up to, we're going to go up to Summit County. They built a new high school in Heber City. You have Heber High. You've got Park City up there. There's several high schools in the area, but they were growing, you know. And so they built a new high school in Summit County in Heber City area. And they named the high school something I thought was really cool, Mello. Mm-hmm. They named it Iron Horse High School. They were going to be the Iron Horse Thunder with the whole, you know, the Heber Valley Railroad there and the trains and everything. I thought it was cool. Well, what did you think? It seemed like a cool
I think
name.
It sounds cool, and I think that, like, the iron is a great, like, tie back to their community. I think it's great.
Yeah, and iron represents strength. And,
right.
It just seemed like something you could really get behind. Well, the parents, the kids, I think more parents than the kids, but the parents were not behind it. They didn't like it. They were so mad. They were like, the school board went ahead and chose a name and didn't consult us. They had an open meeting, but they didn't tell anybody about the open meeting, which is ridiculous. They always tell everybody about the opening meetings. But they said they snuck this in on us, and we're not happy. So they put an online petition together and got 700 signatures on this online petition that says, let us vote for what the name is going to be. Now,
well, I think that's fair, too, though.
Yeah.
I think that the people of the community that have their kids going to the school should have a voice in the name.
So let me go back to a couple of stories. These are true stories from naming of schools in Utah. I'll go back, first of all, to my high school. As a freshman, I went to Bingham High School. They made a new school, built a new school, West Jordan High School.
Mm-hmm.
And all the folks that were going to go to West Jordan the next year, and mostly it was freshmen and sophomores because the juniors and seniors got to stay and finish at Bingham if they wanted to. Anyway, they had us get together. They had an assembly where we voted for the mascot for the new school. It was going to be West Jordan High. It was just a matter of what was the mascot going to be. The finalists were the West Jordan Jaguars, the West Jordan Wolverines, or the West Jordan Warriors. All of them kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, the week before, Taylorsville, also a brand new school, had voted, and they had picked Warriors.
Oh.
And back then, there was a movie called The Young Warriors or something like that, very popular at the time. And so Warriors was really hot among the young people, kind of like 6'7" right now. We'll talk about that later. But and so when the assembly happened and we all voted, Warriors won by a landslide, by a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was something like 1,200 people voted, and it got like 800 votes. I mean, it was a blowout. Well, the administration was like, No. We can't name it Warriors when Taylorville just named themselves Warriors. We're not going to be the same as them.
Right. You can have two of the same name. That makes sense.
I mean, there's multiple. Yeah, I mean, you know how many Wildcats and Eagles there are in the
state of
Utah?
Right, but are they in the same district?
No.
Like the same? Would they play against each other? That's
back,
where it
back then, they were not in the same region. Okay. They were in different regions back then. They might be in the same region now. I'm not sure. But anyway, so the administration pulled a... what do you call it when they overrule? They pulled an overrule.
Yes.
They said we're not doing this, and so they picked Jaguars. Well, Jaguars finished third. Okay, so if you if you justified, okay, you can't be Warriors because Taylorsville just took it. Wouldn't you automatically go then to number two?
Yes, I would.
That was Wolverines. It was going to be the West Jordan Wolverines,
right? Because W West Jordan and Wolverines
yeah,
would be
sounds,
W's.
West Jordan Wolverines kind of sounds.
I
cool.
like it.
They said no, we don't like Wolverines.
Oh.
They said, we're doing Jaguars. And even though it finished, I don't know the exact numbers, but it was something like 67% voted for Warriors. It was like 25% voted for Wolverines. And there was like, I don't know, 5, 6% voted for Jaguars. And that's what the administration, we're doing this.
That's interesting.
I think their reasoning was there were no other Jaguars in the state of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
But there were also no other Wolverines in the state of Utah. So
yeah.
I was a little confused about that one.
So our mascot, when I went to high school, I was in Cottonwood, Arizona. And it was actually the same high school that my dad went to.
Really?
And he was the one, his class got to pick the mascot
okay.
for the school.
And what was it?
Mingus Marauders.
Wait, what?
Mingus, M-I-N-G-U-S, Mingus. That's the name
of it. Mingus Marauders? Is it mascot?
Yes. Yes.
What's a Mingus Marauder?
Well, it's a Marauder, but we were called the Mingus Marauders, and it's actually a pirate with
a Mingus High School Marauder. Okay,
right,
got
and
it.
It's got the knife in his teeth.
Oh, it looks like Captain Jack,
yeah,
right?
And that's what it still looks like today. They haven't taken the knife out, and I was surprised. I thought for sure they would have taken
all
the weapon
PC
out
and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh,
but no,
yeah.
Not in Cottonwood. You still got your knives.
So I got one more here in town. Brand new school. It's 10 years old now. Crimson Close High School.
Mm-hmm.
They created Crimson Cliffs. They picked, I know they had two or three finals, but they ended up being the Mustangs. I have no problem with that. But the colors for Crimson Cliffs High School were going to be blue and silver.
It should be red. Right?
I mean, I'm like, but that's what they voted on and chose. And so, anyway, the school board or whoever was in, maybe the new principal said, we got to have some crimson in our colors, or that's, I mean, that, why would you be Crimson Cliffs and not have any crimson in your colors? And so they did the overrule again and mm-hmm. said, we're going to have some crimson. I think, you know, looking back at the history, and this has happened in several different schools throughout the years here in Utah, I think this whole Iron Horse thing where they became the Deer Creek River Hawks instead of an Iron Horse Thunder, I think the school board was afraid they were going to have the same thing. They do an overrule and have people be mad for years and years. And they actually kind of caved. In my opinion, they caved and said, all right, popular opinion will be Deer Creek Riverhawks. And by the way, there is another Riverhawks in Logan.
Well, don't we wish that happened here with Dixie University?
Yeah,
instead of Utah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, instead of Utah Tech. So I don't know. Maybe we would have been happier if they caved to what the people wanted. So give the people what they want.
I read a story. So they honored Coach Croshaw during homecoming. And this was on St. George News, I believe, but his wife made a quilt for him to honor the occasion. The quilt was full of Dixie Rebels, so Dixie, Dixie State, Dixie Spirit, Dixie Rebels. It was kind of funny, and they asked him, do you think the community has gotten over the name change? And Coach Croshaw said something to the effect of, well, clearly my wife hasn't, pointing to the quilt, and he says, and neither have I.
Oh.
So, and then he said, I hope the community does embrace the Buffaloes or whatever it is they are now, which is, of course, they're the Trailblazers, not the
mm-hmm.
Buffaloes. But leave it to Coach Croshaw to really kind of tell it like it is. I've known that guy for a long time, and he'll tell it like it is every time. I love
That's
it.
That's awesome. Yeah. I wish I would have bought something that said Dixie State University when I graduated from there.
Yeah.
But I have it because now it's not even there. I can't even get any memorabilia or swag for it.
I wonder, you could probably have it specialty made, but yeah, as far as just buying the, I had, so for years I had a t-shirt. I'd gone to the bookstore, gotten a t-shirt on clearance. It was Dixie College t-shirt, big old giant D and everything. It was red and with black writing. And you know how, I don't think women are like this. Guys are like this. We find something that is really comfortable and we really don't even care what it looks like.
No.
If it's comfortable, we're going to wear it and wear it and wear it wear it.
They do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And so this was one of those that I had that I wore Pretty much any time I was bumming around, I wore my Dixie College shirt. And to the point where at some point, and I don't remember exactly how it all came about, but we're home one night, my wife was sick of it and had holes in it, and her and my boys tore the shirt off of my back. They literally tore it off my back so it could never be worn again. And
oh, my.
I wish I still had that shirt.
That's funny. Wow.
I wish I still had that shirt.
Yeah.
So anyway, Iron Horse Thunder or Deer Creek Riverhawks were the two choices. They open, by the way, this coming August next year. I kind of liked Iron Horse Thunder. You know, I thought it was cool.
I think it sounds good, and it'll be fun with, like, the sound effects you could do with that,
yeah.
In the stadium.
Yeah. And so unique. Like, I know we have a Desert Hills Thunder here, but the Thunder here, the Thor thing, I like how they've embraced that, mm-hmm. mythological and all that. And there, the Thunder was clearly, I mean, their logo was a train, an iron horse. And I mean, they were embracing, I thought they were going to really embrace the whole Iron Horse thing, and they're not. So instead, they're yet another creek, Deer Creek, and they are the Riverhawks, and that's the second Riverhawks now in the state.
Okay,
so,
there you go. Yeah. They like it. They got to go with what the people want.
Yeah, they did do a vote. After the petition, they put a vote, and Iron Horse finished fourth out of four choices. So I guess they didn't want that.
No. Nope, it was... I think that's the democracy at work there.
I guess. I don't know. I liked Iron Horse. Anyway, okay. I'm not giving it away yet, but I have in my hand a $50 gift card to the Donut Run. That'll buy you a lot of donuts. They have kolaches there, too, and drinks. And all
what
kinds
is kolache?
Of, you know what a kolache is?
No.
Oh. We need to take a... For those that are listening and know what a kolache is, let's all pause for a moment of sadness for Mello, because she doesn't know what one is.
Yeah, judge me quietly. Thank you.
No, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, if you haven't had a kolache... Kolache is basically, to make it simplified, it's a stuffed roll. It has meat on the inside. No, don't make that face.
Okay,
they are incredibly good.
I'm trying not to.
What would you put inside a biscuit? If you could have a roll with something inside of it, that would make you wipe that look off your face.
I would have to have a McGriddle from McDonald's. That's the only kind of biscuit sandwich.
No, come on.
Or a Baconator. I like bacon, egg, and sausage.
Okay, they have breakfast ones that have sausage and egg, or bacon and egg, or ham and egg. Mm-hmm. They have a barbecue one. They have a pepperoni one.
It's stuffed inside.
Inside. Yeah.
Okay, I have had one of those. I didn't know that was what
they
it was called.
They have a cream cheese and blueberry one. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway.
Nice.
Yeah, you can use that as part of your $50 deal. But I'm not giving it away yet. Next break, I will give it away. The $50 to the Donut Run. Right now, though, we're going to step aside for a check of weather, and we'll talk about, we'll make a plan for the rest of the program right after this.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
All right, welcome back. I'm Andy. Mello is here as well on this Friday. You're welcome to call 435-673-5890. A lot of people texting in. Appreciate the text. This one, Red Storm was the very last choice after the Rebels. Now, I don't know if people remember this, but Red Storm was actually the college mascot. Before they changed to Utah Tech, they were still Dixie, but they were the Red Storm for, I want to say, maybe 5 years. It was a little while. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, talk about alienating the public. They went from Rebels to Red Storm, which was not, I think the fans had chosen Red Hawks. They went to Red Storm for a while, and then finally they changed to D2 and then D1 and became the Trailblazers, which I think most people in town here were like, I'm done. I'm so done with those guys.
Yeah. But, so my uncle is a cowboy, and mm-hmm. he does cowboy poetry.
Like a real cowboy?
A real cowboy.
Okay.
And he went to Dixie Tech, like when it was back at Tech, to the technical college, like just like a
way back. Yeah.
And I heard, I haven't confirmed it with him, but my mom told me that he got kicked out of Dixie because he rode his horse into a pool.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wife is a member of this pool group. We have a little pool in our bank. It's mm-hmm. not big at all, but we, I guess, you know, the pool cover, we had to have a pool cover because our fence wasn't tall enough.
Mm-hmm.
They're rated to hold up to 350 pounds or something like that. Well, the other day, I guess an elk got in someone's backyard. This was in another part of the country, but and they got on their pool cover and fell through the pool cover.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 'cause obviously, an elk is going to weigh more than 350 pounds. So.
Yikes.
All right, a couple of things I wanted to bring up in the news today. So, Mia Bailey, and I'm going to call this person Meehan because that's what they legally changed their name to. But he, she is the person that murdered her parents back back in 2024 and shot at his brother, but his brother had barred the door and did not die. Thank goodness. Well, Mia Bailey pled guilty as part of a plea deal to take the death penalty off the table on this. And we all have, I think we have opinions on plea deals and stuff like that. I personally, I think that they should have gone to trial and given this person the death penalty. But it's interesting how the different, I think five different news outlets stories on this particular instance, how they all treated her situation. One news outlet called him they, them the whole time, called Bailey they, them the whole time. Mm-hmm. Another one actually called Bailey he, him the whole time. And then the rest of them said her.
Okay, so I have a different question.
Okay.
My question is, which prison are they housing this person in?
That is a fantastic question. And my guess is the women's prison because legally, Colin changed his name to Mia, and legally, Colin changed the birth,
sex,
the gender to female. I don't know this, and we have to check on it. Yeah. Would you imagine you go to jail because you got to serve a weekend in jail because you maybe didn't pay some fines you owed or something, and you go to your women's prison, Mello, and in the cell across the lane from you is a dude,
or in the bed above you,
or you have
goodness
to share a room.
Gracious. You have to go to the bathroom in front of this person. Oh, my gosh. No, thank you.
Yeah. In prison, they don't have bathrooms. They have a toilet in the middle of your cell. That's your bathroom. Mm-hmm. I can't even picture that. I just.
No. No, thank you. That's why I'm going to obey the law.
Yeah.
Much easier.
So when I was doing that story today, and I'll be doing the news that'll play throughout today, I actually am curious what people think about how should I go they, them? Should I go he, him? Should I go she, her?
I think identify in the beginning of the story that this person sex and then do they, them.
I'm going to read the story as it was written through the wire service we use. Mm-hmm. A trans woman who killed her parents near St. George is pleading guilty with a mental condition. Mia Bailey shot her parents in June of last year in the city of Washington. On Thursday, a judge accepted a plea deal and prosecutors will not seek the death penalty. The 30-year-old is set to be sentenced next month. Back in 2024, Bailey killed her parents and also shot through her brother's door, but did not kill him. And then it said, I changed these two. It said she fled the scene and police issued a shelter in place order. I changed it to Bailey fled the scene. I figured best thing to do was just not go either way. And then it was she was later found hiding. I changed it to Bailey was later found hiding in some bushes and told police that she had no regrets.
Jeez.
2 years prior, the suspect went before a court to get a name and gender change from Colin Bailey to Mia Bailey. So, again, I would ask you listeners out there, if you could give me your opinion, text me 467-5842 or call. What do you think I should call this Bailey person when I'm doing the news story? Let's go right to the phone line. Hey, you're on with Andy and Mello. What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, too. Do you have an opinion on this?
I do. First off, has she been chemically castrated? Or it, or whatever they want to call it.
Yeah, or surgically. I don't know what the answer to that is.
Because a lot of these broads, I mean, whatever they call themselves, are going to these women prisons, and the prisoners are getting pregnant. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, no. That's unbelievable.
That's the problem, they say, big time. So unless she gets fixed permanently, she needs to be in a man's prison, because it just causes a lot more problems. Mm. And I think they should throw the book away. Yeah. On your earlier DUI guy, throw the book away on him. 1 to 15 years is a joke.
Yeah, why is that okay? I don't understand at all. That blows me away.
I don't understand these judges or laws or whatever, but they need to relook at them.
Yeah, good call.
But that's my 2 cents worth. So thanks, guys.
Thank you. Again, if you want to call 673-5890, do I call Mia Bailey in my story my news story that I'll be playing throughout the day? Do I call this person her or him or them?
Maybe say Bailey, formerly known as Colin.
It's a weird deal. Like, so somebody called me out last week when, or a couple of weeks ago when President Nelson died from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Because my headline said, down, it was when Oaks got named. I said, Down H. Oak named new LDS president. Mm-hmm. Well, that very next Sunday in church, the lesson was about how we're not LDS, we're not Mormons, we are the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Well, if you're writing a headline that is supposed to be seven words or less, guess what? The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that's nine words.
They'll never be in a headline.
You can't do it. So I was faced with the choice, even though I'm a member of that faith, what do I put in my headline? Well, I chose to go Oaks named president of the LDS Church. Some people got mad at me.
Really?
I got a couple of texts. Why are you putting that? That's not right. I don't know how
else you could abbreviate that.
So I am faced to, again, I'm going to do the news. As soon as I get off the air here, I'm going to do the news, and I'm going to do this story about me and Bailey. And I don't know what to call him, her, she, it, they, them. I don't know.
Just use they.
They?
They.
No, but that makes it sound like there's more than one, though.
I know, but my 15-year-old told me that they have changed the way they're teaching the they in school.
If an English teacher teaches they is okay for one person, they should fire that English teacher today.
She actually showed me the text on it. I will have to get that for you. It was very confusing. But then they also do math weird now, too, so I can't really keep up. I'm glad I went to school way back when.
Yeah, the new math, right? They've been talking about the new math for a long time.
So. It was terrible. No, it's not for me.
Okay, it is time. Right now, I am going to give away this $50 card. That's a big gift. That's $50. That's a pretty big deal. To the Donut Run, you've got to text me. And Mello says I need to not take the first text. I need to take text number...
Let's do number, what do you think, three, four, five? You should do six or seven.
Oh, okay.
Six, seven.
That's what we're going to talk about next week. Okay, we'll take text number six. I only have one card, though, so I can't do six and seven. Text number six. Text me at 435-467-5842. A $50 gift card to the Donut Run. They have kolaches. They have drinks. They have, of course, maybe the best donut in history. Their blueberry crumble at Donut Run is... Have you had it, Mello?
No.
Holy cow. This thing is life-changing.
I have maple and glaze. That is my palate.
My sister tells me they're... What are they called? Something bars. They're not maple bars. They're buttermilk bars or something like that are pretty amazing, too. I haven't tried those yet. But anyway, text me 435-467-5842. $50 to the Donut Run.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
All right, man, oh, man, I've been here 7 years doing the show every day, and I've had a lot of contests. We used to get a lot. We did a cruise giveaway a couple of times where... And we're not doing it anymore, but just real quickly, you used to could call and get a cabin, guess a cabin number, and then at the end we'd have a big event and we would draw a cabin number, and whoever had that cabin number actually won the cruise.
Cool.
That was kind of fun. We gave a couple of cruises away over two or three years here. But we haven't done that anymore. But the reason I bring that up is we got a lot of responses for that, but I don't think I ever got as many responses for that or anything else as I have today for the $50 Donut Run contest. 27 texts.
Fantastic.
Came in,
motivated by sugar.
People wanting the $50 Donut Run card. And I don't blame them.
I wanted to call. I couldn't.
You and I were not eligible, and unfortunately, but Sam S. was our winner.
Congratulations,
and
Sam.
Way to go, Sam. Sam is a regular listener, and Sam was luck of the draw because of, with all those texts that came in, and Mello saying, well, we got to pick number six, and that Sam was number six.
Six, seven.
No. No.
I have an 8-year-old. He says it all the time, and he thinks he's so funny.
Okay, so I did want to, on that last topic, I was talking about Mia Bailey and what to call this person. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, sadly, if sex change is legal in the USA, we are no longer a country under God, with the exception of being under his condemnation. She makes a good point. She makes a very good point. Thank you, Jan, for the comment. All right, let's talk 6'7 for just a minute. I did a story on 6'7. In fact, you can find it right now on 890kdxu.com. They're a big old 6'7 in gold. And my question was, the headline, why is everyone talking about the number 6'7? Now, it's the way it's written, it looks like 67. First of all, right up front, if you say, hey, what's the big deal with 67? The young people will make fun of you. Mm-hmm. It is not 67. It has never been 67. It is 6'7".
Yes.
Okay. So that I had to say that right up front because clearly I probably did that once or twice and everybody was like, what is wrong with this old dude? Anyway, so I started the article off. Hey, you know, numbers have always been a part of who we are. 13, you know, I mean, 13 to the point where a lot of big buildings will not have a 13th floor.
Yeah, that's my lucky number, so yeah. I don't know why that's a problem.
A 1 is the loneliest number. We're always looking for T for 2. You never want to be a third wheel. 7 was famously George's pick for a kid's name on Seinfeld. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
It's been perfect name.
I actually wanted
7.
To name my 7th kid 7 with a Y, but it was a boy, so I couldn't.
Oh, that would have been cool. And my son tells me a dime is a synonym for a very hot girl.
She's a dime.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
So, but the 6'7 thing is a little bit confusing because I looked and looked and looked. I'm like, what does 6'7 mean? That's just it. It doesn't really mean anything.
It's
right,
from a
Mellon?
Song, my son
yeah,
said.
Yeah,
yeah. Right?
Doot, 6'7. And they talk about it being, I guess there's a basketball player, is it LaMelo? One of the Ball brothers is 6'7", and he's mentioned in that same song.
Yes.
But if you ask a kid, what does 6'7 mean? The kid will say, you know, it just means 6'7".
Yes. It doesn't make sense. But if you say the number 6 or 7, then you're going to hear 6'7".
Yeah.
It's just not, like yeah, that. That's what they not, say. Yeah. Well, my son.
And you're right. That's how they do it. There was a recent basketball game. It was a women's game, but it was a blowout. It was like a 30-point blowout. Mm-hmm. And one of the backup players was in, got fouled. They had 65 points. She made the first free throw. And then she said, as she's getting ready for a second free throw, the crowd starts getting really excited and making a lot of noise and everything. She's like, what is going on here? Well, the crowd was excited because if she makes the free throw, they have
6'7".
Yeah. So, anyway, I don't, again, I tried to figure out what it means. Google AI said this. The phrase has no fixed meaning. Its absurdity is part of the joke. Mm. In other words, if you think it means something, you're part of the joke. You are a joke. Often used as a spontaneous reaction, a social signal, or a playful disruption in classrooms. It's a prime example of brain rot slang, a term for low quality, meaningless online content. Dictionary.com has named 6'7 as a 2025 word of the year.
Yes, that's what I heard.
Word
that was
of the
crazy.
Year. And me and they get dictionary.com, the very in the name you define what a word means is named a word that has no real meaning as the word of the year. Mello, I don't understand.
I don't understand either. So I was asking my handy dandy ChatGPT about it.
Okay, all right.
And it said the appeal is it's weird, catchy, easy to imitate, and gives young people a shared phrase or gesture that adults don't necessarily get. The mystery becomes part of the fun. Yes, so it's super interesting. So if you're targeting younger audiences, then maybe you should say 6'7", or make it a joke in your classroom if you're a teacher. Just do something fun.
The fact that I don't get it is actually what makes it even better, I guess.
So. Yeah. You know, like, and then I was thinking, what kind of words did we say as kids that our parents were like,
yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
The only one I could think of is like rad. Like,
yeah,
I can't think of really any others that we did.
I still regret this. My dad will bring this up to me occasionally. He says, you know, you used to tell your mom and dad, you used to say, get out of my face.
Oh.
That was like a thing back then, get out of my face. And I to this day, I regret. I mean, when your mom says, hey, honey, you need to do this or this, and I'll be like, get out of my face or whatever.
Oh.
That's terrible.
That's a mean.
Shame on me.
Shame on you. Your dad should remind you of that often.
Yeah. Now, I understand now why my mom used to grab my ear and not let go while she talked to me because I was an idiot trying to get her out of my face.
And you were so tall, too. She had to reach up
grab
you.
Yeah. So, and I think I have a bald spot. If she couldn't get my ear, she'd grab a tuft of hair and hold on.
No.
So that's why I have a bald spot back here.
It's your mom's fault.
Yeah. Probably not, but.
Or your attitude. We could decide.
Yeah. 6, 7. Yeah.
That's exactly it. That's what he sounds like. It's so dumb. So annoying. I'm like, stop saying that. And then he calls me bruh.
He calls his mom bruh.
Bruh. I'm like, is that because I'm a girl? You don't call me bro. You call me bruh.
I conclude the article by saying, okay, so I guess it's just an inside joke by cool people against us forever uncool people. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I mean, it's so 6, 7.
Yeah. Yep, you're cool now, Andy. You can do it.
No, I'm not cool. Yeah, I'm definitely not cool. If you want to check out the article online, 890kdxu.com. And again, the article has a big old giant shiny 6-7. Why is everyone talking about the number 6-7? Mm-hmm. One last story I wanted to get to before we leave. Mm-hmm. I mentioned dirty laundry, and you immediately thought of actual laundry that is dirty and your broken dryer, is it?
My washing machine.
Oh, your washer's
not spitting
broken.
Out the water.
No,
so
it's not good.
But guess what? I have a home warranty. And
nice.
They were going to replace it for me. And I'm like, I don't want that junky one. I want a Maytag. So they're sending me $500 towards my next Maytag.
Okay, that's cool. But we're talking about a different kind of dirty laundry.
What kind?
So I have been a journalist. I've been a writer for 30-something years, writing stories. I try to focus on positive stories, but occasionally I have to write a negative story. Today I had to report on, the Mia Bailey thing and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And dirty laundry. For whatever reason, people click on stories that have something, some kind of negative thing. If I write for example, I wrote a feature story about a kid got like 500 hits. That kid ended up dying from leukemia. Very sad story. Got thousands and thousands of hits because people, someone died. I want to click on that.
That's so interesting.
Now, if you remember the Don Henley story, Dirty Laundry, kick them when they're up, kick them when they're down.
Yes.
And how the bubble-headed Bleak Fawn comes on and talks about the death of a head of state or whatever. It is so true. I was taught in journalism school way back in the 80s. They said, if dog bites man, no story. If man bites dog, it's a story. If it bleeds, it leads.
Oh, yeah. Bleeds, it leads.
If it bleeds, it leads. Yeah.
That's a terrible thing.
I know. I'm just saying. I was, and in this article, I try to explore why. And everybody said, why can't you write more positive stories? Well, I'll tell you why. We write positive stories and nobody looks at them. That's why. If you guys out there, and I'm calling you out right now, every one of you, if you want me to write more positive stories, if you want all journalists, every member of media to do more positive stories, you have to be interested in them. You have to click on them. You have to go, okay, that is cool.
Right.
They don't.
I think people like to click on the things that aren't good because it kind of makes you feel better about your life.
Yeah.
Because, look,
well,
this
I'm not
person.
As bad as that
yeah,
guy.
That didn't happen to me. I've actually got it pretty good. So maybe it's just like kind of building ourselves up by not kicking him, but like, see, other people have it bad too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it is a sad thing, and it's interesting to look into that.
It's true. The biggest hits I'll get on any story I write this week when I do a story on our website about the whole Mia Bailey murder sentence and everything. And that's sad to me because I've written a lot of really positive, cool stories.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, interesting stories too.
They don't do well.
Right. Maybe you just have to put a picture about something bleeding, and then they'll click on it, and then be like, that's amazing.
In modern analytics, it's not they can't just click on it. They have to click and scroll through it. And if they click on it and it's not what they thought, they're just going to go off of it. And so instead of getting one click, if you get them to scroll through a whole story that's 5 pages, you get 5 clicks, and that's where all the money is made and stuff. I don't know. I'm too old for this. That's why I'm retiring. But it is what is.
And,
we're out of time. Any message for us out there heading into this new week, Mello, and Thanksgiving week, by the way?
I do think we need to be grateful. And I think do click on those positive stories and kind of be the difference.
Something really cool. Next week, I'm here through Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week. It's not Thanksgiving week. That's the next week. But anyway, Mello's going to host a show. She'll host it the whole next week after that. Mm-hmm. And then the first day of Thanksgiving week. And so Mello is going to be in the air chair. No pressure, but you better be
no
good.
No pressure, I know. Well, you've got big shoes to fill, so it's hard.
I have literally very large shoes to fill.
Exactly.
13 and a half, actually. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're out of time. Mello, thanks as always.
Thank you.